Let's move now to the last movement of this same symphony. This is sonata form, but I think you'll find it has a very light quality. And also, if you listen to the main theme at the beginning, it has a sort of almost an English folk song quality to it. And of course, Haydn was in London, and he was trying to attract a British audience. Phrase structure is regular here. Now becomes more continuous. Now we're in group two. The cadence is not as clear in that one, but that is group two. Happening now. He's gone back and repeated, hasn't he? Group two. Anticipate what's going to happen real soon, can't you? Haydn's purposely drawing it out. there's your return. This is Cody. There was one aspect of this particular movement that's a little bit confusing. And you notice that the group two was not clearly differentiated. In the exposition, you didn't have that big break and cadence and so forth. And in the recapitulation, you had just some later fragments of it. It didn't even begin with the same thing that it began there. See, sort of truncated, you might say, group two. This kind of thing sometimes happens. I mean, that's why I say that composers, this is a flexible form, and some composers will do different things, and each time they were using it, Haydn, Mozart, whoever, they were experimenting, trying to do new and different things with this particular structure. They were not following a formula. But I think you could probably hear how it had this lighter, sort of jaunty, folk-like quality to it, and you notice at the end of the development how he was really playing around with your expectations, because as you got to the end of the development, you could pretty well anticipate this was coming. And then he slowed down and just kept drawing it out longer and longer, having you sort of wait for that moment of resolution, which it finally did. And then you hear that opening theme come back again. That's very typical of the way a classical composer handles sonata form.